Through the facilities of the Mobile Recording Unit of the North Carolina Broadcasting Company, we're speaking to you from just outside of Liberty, North Carolina, on the farm of Mr. Charles W. McPherson. Today is the concluding program of the 20th State Convention of the Negro Vocational Agricultural Students, affiliated with the national organization known as the New Farmers of America. We have here in this afternoon's gathering Mr. S.B. Simmons, advisor for the State Association of the New Farmers of America, and he's going to give us slight background information about this program. Mr. Simmons.
The New Farmers of America is a national organization that was formed at Tuskegee Institute, Alabama. There are 16 southern states affiliated with this organization. They have an active membership of 25,683. The North Carolina Association is making plans to serve as host for the national body that will meet at A&T College of Greensboro, August 3rd through 6th. Today, this association is pioneering in another field. We are moving forward for the first time in the production of beef cattle. This program has been made possible very largely through the generosity of the Sears and Roebuck Company and Dr. W.C. McPherson of Burlington, North Carolina. We are happy to have assembled here on the doctor's farm approximately 400 NFA boys who have come to see the 8 Hertford bulls that were given to the association last November by the previously referred to concern. At this time, I should like to report what the North Carolina Association has done for 1946-47 in the production of livestock. We had 67 of our 95 chapters taking an active part in this program. The data which is to be given represents the work of 263 boys. In swine production, they had 128 sows for breeding purposes. Hogs for meat, 385. Purebred pigs for breeding, 197. Purebred boars for breeding purposes, 17. In the field of poultry, the boys have purchased 25,965 baby chicks, 587 pullets, 1,630 hens, and 65 turkeys. In cattle, heifers for milk, 172, cows, 46, bulls, 23, and beef animals, 17. These young men are interested and realize that feed means a great deal in the production of livestock. Therefore, they have produced 378 acres of hybrid corn, pastures in acreage permanent 249, temporary pastures 362 acres. Now I'd like to tell you the outstanding boys in this contest. These boys have been rated, and I shall call off the names of the high-ranking individuals and give their scores. The others will be listed according to the group that they represent. On a state basis, John H. Bullock of Henderson Institute, Henderson, North Carolina, who worked under the direction of Professor M.S. Sanders, had a total score of 1,245 points. So Bullock was a $100 cash prize. Artis Meppin got second place. He comes from Pleasant Grove, Burlington, North Carolina, and Alamance County. His score was 1,075 points. His instructor is Professor J.J. Lanier. We have turned over to Meppin $75. Third place goes to Bert Whitaker of Bricks Tri-County School, Bricks, North Carolina. I see Rogers, the advisor. Total points, 950. The other winners are William Gant of Grimm, Alamance County. Edward Miller of Pleasant Grove, Alamance County. John Bullock of Henderson. Alfred Bullock of Henderson. Thomas Adams and Joseph Glover of Mill Grove School, Durham. Lawrence Moody of the Nash County Training School, Nashville. J. Wills of the McIver High School, Lillington. B. G. Ruff, Douglas High School, Lawndale. Isaac Hall, Green Bethel, Ballin Springs. J. H. Walker, Douglas High School, Lawndale. Grady Harris, Logan High School, Concord. Earl Tyson, Catawba Rosenwald High School, Catawba. Sank Moody, Catawba Rosenwald High School, Catawba. Wallace Queen, Tell County High School. Roscoe Wynn, also Tell County Training School at Columbia. Lee Perry, P.W. Moore High School, Elizabeth City. Hoover Adams, Barry O'Kelly High School, Method. Thomas Perry, Shepherd High School, Zebulon. Watson Flowers, Dubois High School, Wake Forest. Ellis Gonnell, Fairmont High School, Fairmont. Aaron McDonald and James Glover, both of Oak Ridge High School, Lumber Bridge. The final group, G.F. Spaulding, Washington High School, Clarkton. Ezekiel Brown and Dewey Brown, brothers of the East Arcadia High School, Acme. Waver Corden, Nash County Training School, Marshville. Odell Ruffing, Marshville High School, Marshville. And Albert Bevins, also of the Marshville High School. These boys are the first winners in our first statewide contest sponsored by the Sears and Roebuck and Company and the State Department of Vocational Agricultural Education.
Thank you very much, Mr. Simmons. And now I'd like to hear from Mr. E.U. Dillard of the Animal Husbandry Department of State College Station in Raleigh, who will give us a report on the winner of the show. Mr. Dillard, would you step up here and say a few words?
I'm very glad to be out here and to see this group of young men starting out to do something about the beef cattle situation in North Carolina. I think that the project they are undertaking has a great future. It has great possibilities in increasing the beef cattle industry of North Carolina. And I was very glad to judge the fine animals they had here this morning. The winner in this show was a very nice bull, one that has possibilities of bettering the beef breed in this state. He was a very nice individual, and the one that I believe would place well in a beef group anywhere in this state. I think that these men who are starting out to increase the beef cattle industry in this state through the use of purebred sires and through this chain club program can, by this project, make North Carolina one of the leading beef cattle states in this country.
Thank you, Mr. Dillard. Mr. Simmons, I wonder if I could have you back up here once again. Would you tell the radio audience exactly what these men are out here for today?
The purpose of this gathering here today, first, is in order that the various members from the 95 chapters in North Carolina might see what the boys in the 8 chapters who have received the first bulls have done with them. Our second purpose for coming here is an answer to a question that we have had in our minds ever since November the 16th, when the bulls were turned over to us. And that question is, where were we going to find heifers of high quality that the breeding program might get underway throughout the state? Through the assistance of Professor W.J. Fisher of the Grimm High School, we were directed to Dr. W.C. McPherson. So today we have gathered here to show our bulls and to purchase heifers from Dr. McPherson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Simmons. Now, Dr. McPherson, would you mind stepping up? Dr. McPherson is the proprietor of this farm that the program is taking place on, Dr. C.W. McPherson of Burlington. And, Doctor, I wonder if you would tell the radio audience a little bit about your own heifers that you're getting rid of here today.